my heart. Chapter number 15 and verse number 13. Chapter number 15, verse number 13. The book of Judges. The Bible said, "And they spake unto him, saying, No, but we will bind thee fast and deliver thee into their hand, but surely we will not kill thee. And they bound him with two new cords and brought him up from the rock. And when he came unto Lehi, the Philistines shouted against him. And the Spirit of the Lord came mightily upon him, and the cords that were upon his arms became as flax that was burnt with fire, and his bands loosed from off his hands. And he found a new jawbone of an ass and put forth his hand and took it, and slew 1,000 men therewith. And Samson said, With the jawbone of an ass, heaps upon heaps, with the jaw of an ass, have I slain 1,000 men." Chapter 16, verse number 1. "Then went Samson to Gaza, and saw there a harlot, and went in unto her. It was told the Gazites, saying, Samson is come hither, and they compassed him in, and laid wait for him all night in the gate of the city, and were quiet all the night, saying, In the morning when it is day, we shall kill him. And Samson lay till midnight, and arose at midnight, and took the doors of the gate of the city, and the two posts, and went away with them, bar and all, and put them upon his shoulders, and carried them up to the top of a hill that is before Hebron." Skip over and let's go down to verse number 5. "And the lords of the Philistines came up unto her, and said unto her, Entice him, and see wherein his great strength lieth, and by what means we may prevail against him, that we may bind him to afflict him. And we will give thee every one of us 1,100 pieces of silver. And Delilah said to Samson, Tell me, I pray thee, wherein thy great strength lieth, wherewith thou mightest be bound to afflict thee. Samson said unto her, If they bind me with 7 green withes, that were never dried, then shall I be weak and be as another. And the lords of the Philistines brought up to her 7 green withes which had not been dried, and she bound him with them. Now they were lying in wait, abiding with her in the chamber. And she said unto him, The Philistines be upon thee, Samson. And he brake the withes as a thread of tow is broken when it toucheth the fire. So his strength was not known. Delilah said unto Samson, Behold, thou hast mocked me and told me lies. Now tell me, I pray thee, wherewith thou mightest be bound. And he said unto her, If thou bind me with fast, with new ropes that never were occupied, then shall I be weak and be as another man. And Delilah therefore took new ropes and bound him therewith, and said unto him, The Philistines be upon thee, Samson. And there were liers in wait abiding in the chamber, and he brake them from off his arms like a thread. And Delilah said unto Samson, Hitherto thou hast mocked me and told me lies. Tell me wherewith thou mightest be bound. And he said unto her, If thou weavest the 7 locks of my head with the web. And she fastened it with the pin, and said unto him, The Philistines be upon thee, Samson. He awakened out of his sleep, and went away with the pin of the beam, and with the web. And she said unto him, How canst thou say I love thee, when thine heart is not with me? Thou hast mocked me with these 3 times, and hast not told me wherein thy great strength lieth. It came to pass when she pressed him daily with her words and urged him so that his soul was vexed unto death, that he told her all his heart and said unto her, There hath not come a razor upon mine head, for I have been a Nazarite unto God from my mother's womb. If I be shaven, then my strength will go from me, and now I shall become weak like any other man. And when Delilah saw that he had told her all his heart, she sent and called for the lords of the Philistines, saying, Come up this once, who hath showed me all his hearts. Then the Lord and of the Philistines came up unto her, brought money in their hand, and she made him sleep upon her knees, and she called for a man, and she caused him to shave off the 7 locks of his head, and she began to afflict him, and his strength want from him. And she said, The Philistines be upon thee, Samson. He awoke out of his sleep and said, I will go out as at other times before, and shake myself. And he wist not the Lord was departed from him. But the Philistines took him and put out his eyes and brought him down to Gaza, bound him with fetters of brass, and he did grind in the prison house. Howbeit, the hair of his head began to grow again, after he was shaven. Skip over to verse number 27. Now the house was full of men and women, and all the lords of the Philistines were there. And there were upon the roof about 3,000 men and women that beheld while Samson made sport. Samson called unto the Lord and said, O Lord God, remember me, I pray thee, and strengthen me, I pray thee, only this once, O God, that I may be at once avenged of the Philistines for my two eyes. And Samson took hold of the two middle pillars upon which the house stood, and on which it was borne up, of the one with his right hand and of the other with his left. And Samson said, let me die with the Philistines. And he bowed himself with all his might. And the house fell upon the lords and upon all the people that were therein. So the dead which he slew at his death were more than they which he slew in his life. It was a lot of reading, and you may not have got anything out of that. But I want to preach just for a little while from these passages of Scripture. Verse 13, he was bound. Verse 14, he fought back. Verse number 2, he was locked in. Verse number 3, he got loose. You read of all these places all the way down through here where Samson always tried to fight back. I want to preach to us tonight on that little thought. Don't lose your fight. It would be easy, Brother Bailey, to stop and take inventory of everything that Samson lost. And I know that he has become a figure that we have used to criticize and point fingers. And we've told how bad of a villain that this man would not listen to the word of the Lord. That he refused to respond when God spoke to him. He would not keep the commandments. We can look at everything in his life that he lost. He lost a lot of things. He lost his anointing. The Spirit of God departed from him. He lost his eyesight. He lost his vision, if you will. Come on now. There were a lot of things that he lost in his life. He lost in a battle with temptation. But one thing that he retained through every bit of this, he retained a spirit to fight. Something about this man, Brother Bailey, whenever he was, even when the Spirit of the Lord departed from him, when it was spoke to him, the Philistines be upon thee, something made this man rise from his bed and prepare to fight. There was something about the mere mention of the enemy that prompted him, that put him in a fighting motion, that made him desire to get back to what he was and to get back everything that he one time had. I really feel like God's dealt with me to preach to you tonight. This is brand new. I ain't never preached this before, and I may never preach it again. But I feel like at Flatwoods, I don't even know what the church is going through. I don't know what you've been up against. I don't know what the Lord has been speaking to you. But I feel like if there is one thing that we need to get in our life, we need to maintain that spirit to fight. It's easy to stop and look around and take the inventory of everything that we have lost. Sure, we've lost a few battles. And sure, at times we've given in to temptation. And there's times that sure we have lost our vision. And we really don't see anything to keep fighting for. At times we cannot feel the Spirit of God. But there is something down inside of me. It was born into the nature of Samson when he was just, come on, just at birth. His name, come on now. Samson means there for the second time. That simply means to us he didn't give up after the first try. He was a man that was born to fight, and he refused to surrender. And I know that we can stop and spend a lot of time here talking about
his demise and talking about everything that went wrong. But I'm here to tell you tonight about a man that always seemed to find a way to fight back. It didn't matter in the first place that they took two green withs and bound him. He broke them asunder. It did not matter that they closed the gates of the city and said, "We're going to keep him in. And when the sun comes up, we're going to kill him." But Samson lay until midnight. And at midnight he got up and said, "I don't have to stay inside the boundary that the enemy has made for me. There is a place that I can go that will give me back my freedom." I feel like telling somebody here tonight, you can come back if you'll just fight. There are some things that it becomes easier to surrender to. And you understand that by the time that we get to verse, come on, number 20, Samson has been stripped seemingly from everything that is essential in life. He's lost his vision. He's lost his power. He's lost his strength. He's lost his joy. But in everything they took away from this man, they couldn't take the fight out of Samson. Come on, it's somewhere in a dungeon, bound there. But this man realized, "I don't have to settle in here. It doesn't have to end in defeat. I believe there is a way that I can get up and arise from everything that's gone wrong." Sure, you've suffered defeat at the hands of the enemy. There's a lot of reason. Come on, you may look and say, "Preacher, I've got a lot of reason to be in the shape I'm in." But I want to tell you, if you're willing, come on, I said, if you're willing, wasn't it the Apostle Paul said, "If there first be a willing mind," I see you've got to get ready to fight before you'll ever make the comeback as a champion. I really feel like preaching here tonight about fighting. Don't lose your fight. And God knows that right here, I ain't preached much in the last few days. And so I may be a little bit on the horse side. My voice may just give out on me here. I don't know. But I feel like telling you here tonight. I don't know who it is. And I don't know why it is. But I was over there in that bedroom. And I was trying to figure out, "Lord, what am I going to preach tonight?" I mean, I looked through a list of stuff that I preached this year. And I preached a lot of stuff here. Come on now. And in fact, I told somebody called this evening and said, "Oh, you got plenty." I said, "No, I think I preached everything to Flatwoods that I know and a bunch of things I didn't know." Come on now. But I want to tell you about a man that never lost his fight. Come on, listen. He refused to accept defeat as the answer in life. Come on, you can look and you can see the chains. You can look that they're making light of your situation, but somewhere down in the heart of this man, this fight, not only did he not lose it, but this fight brought some things back. This fight that he had restored his prayer life. This fight brought reconciliation unto God, and this fight was the key to being restored with anointing by the power of God. And while he may have lost his physical vision, he regained his spiritual vision and realized, "I'm here but for one purpose, and it is to tear down the strongholds of the enemy." I gotta preach to you here. I wonder if there's anybody in this service tonight. Come on, you've been going through it. Then I want to tell you, it's time to fight your way out. Come on now. Listen, you can sit there and accept everything as it is and give me a tally sheet of everything that's missing in your life. Or you can do like Samson and say, "If I go down, come on now, I'll go down, but not without a fight." I feel a burden to my soul tonight that there's some folks that's just ready to surrender and say, "But you don't know where I've been. You don't know what I've been going through. Oh, come on now. Hallelujah, I've been preaching the gospel for about 16 years over. Come on now. And in the course of that, there's been a lot of things happened. A lot of stuff I don't understand. But I want to tell you here. I mean, I don't like the idea of traveling by myself and evangelizing by myself. And I certainly don't understand when I give up everything I got to have a boy get sick. But I'm not going to quit fighting, you hear me? There are some things that I realize that Shama may have been one man, and maybe it was just a little patch of lentils, but he said, I'm one man. Give me that ox goad and I'll fight. Though there be thousands of Philistines, I'm going to fight down to the end. Listen, I want to tell you, there is a great victory to be won from those who are willing to fight.
Listen, what the Bible said, 1 Timothy 6:12, said, fight the good fight of faith, lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art called. Come on now, and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses. Come on now. See, we've heard what you're going to do, but now you're ready to change your mind because circumstances seemingly have affected your desire. But come on, Paul said, fight the good fight of faith. Just because you can't see God doesn't mean that He's not there. Come on, now there was something down in Samson that said, I'm going to fight about this. You notice that he's being led to the pillars. Come on now, of that great Colosseum before he ever prays that prayer. You know why? He was going to give it an effort. But while he was there, something reminded him of a day when he was full of power and full of strength and full of anointing. And that fighting spirit restored a prayer life and got him back where he needed to be with God.
Well, you may not even be getting this. Shama fought back. David did not allow a giant more than twice his size. He said, I will go and fight. Though Saul said, you're but a boy. He's a man of war from his youth. You're still a youth. But David said, I will fight. You know what I believe the greatest reward of that was? It was the willingness to get up and try. Listen, if David had got his head taken off, you couldn't say that he didn't try. But there are some things you're never going to understand until you get up out of your ash heap and quit laying among the ruins and the broken pieces of pottery of past experience. There are some things you're never going to get back until you're willing to get up and make an effort. Come on, and I feel like telling somebody here tonight. I know we've shouted a little tonight, but there ought to be more fighters in the house. There ought to be some folks here that says, wait a minute, that's mine. I'm not giving in that easy. Listen, you see what Samson realized? I'm in the house of the Philistines. I'm among the leaders of the Philistines. I can do my people the greatest service right here on the devil's territory. If I'll just be willing. Come on now. He can't stop and reminisce about everything that he's done wrong. But time is important. He's got to do it now. If victory's going to come and the Philistines to be destroyed, he's got to react right now. He cannot wait for a better set of circumstances than right now.
You cannot wait till later. You can't wait till the next revival. You cannot wait
until sometime further down the road. You cannot wait and say, when I get to feeling better. His eyes were still sore. No doubt he had a headache. He was in major pain. Perhaps they were infected. I doubt they sterilized the things that they poked his eyes out with. But with infected, swollen, hurting eyes, he recaptured the vision of a Philistine that was meant for destruction. And he also recaptured that the children of Judah were meant to be victors. And that while he had been a terrible example of a judge, he said, let my last day be my best day. And if I die, let me die with the Philistines. But let me go out like a champion fighting. Come on now. It's not what you have fought, but it's what you're fighting with right now that's going to make the difference in your life. Well, I got to hurry. I don't want to keep you too long. Come on now. He got a lot of things back. Come on now. You see, when a team in the sporting aspect of life, a lot of times when that team is losing, they'll get that band out there and they'll play that fight song. You know why they do that? To get the morale of that team back up and make them feel like they're winners. Come on now. Even though right now they're looking like losers. See, when we get this last little picture, Samson looks like a failure. Come on, but Samson may have looked like a failure, but Samson was a fighter. Come on now. And it's not what you lost yesterday, but it's what you're going to win today. Come on, there's been some things. Yes, come on, I'll be honest with you. There's been times I've got weak in the faith, and I said, I'm just going to forget about this. I'm wasting my time. I'm not helping anybody. But when I got to studying about Samson, come on, yes, he done a lot of things wrong, but there's one thing that he did right. He was willing to get up and fight and fight and fight. I feel certain tonight there's some people right here in this building. You may have come in on this Sunday night. I've already heard what a move of God you had at Sunday school this morning, but there's some of you need to get your fight back. The only way you're going to get out, amen, of the prison house of the Philistines is you're going to have to fight. We need a change. We need a move. Come on. Hebrews 10 and 37. So we're called to remembrance the former days in which after ye were illuminated, ye endured a great fight of affliction. When you got enlightened and you saw some hope, you was able to fight through a whole lot of stuff. I gotta hurry. Hebrews 11. Come on now. Amen. Chapter 11, verse 34. The last part of that says, and say, waxed valiant in fight and turned to flight the armies of the aliens. 1 Corinthians 9 and 26, Paul said, I therefore so run, not as uncertainty, but so fight I, not as one that beateth the air. Come on now. 2 Timothy 4 and 7. Paul said, I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. There are some things I've got to try to help you with here tonight. I feel like here you're accepting loss. You're saying it's just Brother Jason's already said it tonight. We call it a bad hand, a bad deal. It's the way it's just befell me. But I want to tell you, a fighter never gives up. A fighter never surrenders. You can't talk him into it. He can't be paid into it. He cannot change his mind. He's got one objective, and that's to win. And come on, Samson did not like being a loser. So he fought right down to the last battle. I feel like telling somebody in this building tonight, you've got to fight your way out of your depression. You've got to fight your way out of your personal problems. You've got to fight your way out of everything you've been going through, and let God give you the victory.
Come on now. Hallelujah. He killed all those Philistines in the end. But he also set back the aggression of the Philistines against Israel. Because the battle plans for future battles were right there in that Colosseum. Standing up on the balcony of the pillars that he had a hold of. When the general was taken out, it would be years before the Philistines could ever make the regression like they did. I'm telling you, you know what can make the difference right here at this church? It's when somebody, you may not think it's important. You may be able to count your losses more than you can count your victories. But your last fight may be your best fight. And it may set at bay the aggression of the enemy. He won't be able to march in and take us over. Come on, Samson may have been a bad judge at times and made poor decisions. But can I tell you, the best decision he ever made is when he got up and fought again. Come on now, hear me tonight. Some of you, that's exactly what you need right here in this service tonight. I've not took much time to look around. I haven't paid a whole lot of attention to your emotions. But I felt sure the way the service was going. I even asked God, Lord, just let them shout it through. And the Lord said, no, I've got a message. I've got to tell them. They can fight their way out, but they got to get up and get over it.
You cannot allow, I don't even know why I'm telling you this, what happened last week to determine what you're going to do today. You cannot allow what happened over the last month, and you may be seeing your own demise until you are not feeling God like you was. Come on now. Hallelujah. And it's amazing here. You know that when he got up, he felt different. But he went out and said, I will shake myself. Come on now. I'm going to fight. I may not win, but I'm going to fight anyway. I was reading this week about, it's been years ago, there was a famous circus act, and they were putting together this act dealing with training these Bengal tigers, and they brought them into this big caged area, and the trainer came in there with his whip and his chair, and right there in the middle they started his performance and had those tigers doing their paces and doing everything that they were doing. But right in the middle of this performance, the lights went out. Come on, fear gripped the heart of those that were looking on, for they were certain that this trainer would lose his life in this pen with these tigers. And while the tigers could see the man could not see the tigers. And for 45 seconds, a dreadful, fearful seconds, he was trapped in pitch black darkness with a cage full of tigers. But when he came out, they interviewed him. And at first he said, yes, fear gripped my heart. But there was one thing that I did. I kept cracking the whip. And I kept on talking. And while I couldn't see the tigers, and the tigers could see me, I never let the tigers know that I couldn't see them. They thought all along, come on, that I could still see them. So they were at bay. I'm here to tell you tonight,
tonight. You're letting the devil in on too much information. He's seen you seated in the rubbish pile. He's seen you there, and he thinks he's got the advantage. But I'm telling you, if we get our spirit back to fight, it'd be amazing. Come on, you may be losing, but don't let the devil know it. Put a smile on your face and say, all is well. You know what I need tonight? I need some fighters. But before I get the fighters up here, I need some folks that's willing to tell me, preacher, I was just ready to quit fighting. And this is simple preaching. Ain't nothing deep about it. But I feel like God told me here, if you want out, fight. It won't take long when you start fighting till you'll say, Lord, remember me and avenge me this once. They took my vision, and my vision's worth fighting for. You see, while we've lost some things, we still have some things that's worth fighting for. It's been said several times that holiness is right. But the devil would try to come in and make us believe we ought to change the course. But I'm going to fight for holiness. I'm going to fight for healing. Come on now. I'm going to fight with everything in me. Come on now. To just keep on going. I don't know why. I just really feel like telling you here tonight. And I'm going to quit. And we're going to do something different. But there are some folks right here tonight in this service. You've lost that willingness to fight. God knows who you are. God knows that you're going to be here. And He knew I was going to be here. And He spoke to me this afternoon. Brother Jeff Smith, just as plain as He ever spoke to me to preach anything in this church. And all the times that I've preached here. And He told me to tell you, try fighting. You see, it was easier when you had all your stuff. But now that a bunch of stuff is missing, come on now. The devil's daring you to fight now. Come on now. But I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do. I may have lost a few things, but I'm just going to get up and I'm just going to do it anyway. Now, the devil said, you ain't got nothing to fight about. Like, oh, yes, I do. Come on, you hear me? Yes, I do. I'm far away from my family. I'm far away from my friends. I'm in a foreign land among foreign people. And while they may have stripped me of my raiment, they may have beaten me and took my vision, I got something down in here. It says, fight, Samson. Fight, Samson. Fight. And I feel like telling you here tonight that some of you, what you need to do is get up from where you are and say, I'm not going to take this sitting down. I'm not going to die as a coward dies. I'm going to rise and give it my best shot. Hey, Samson's last shot was his best one. Maybe I'm off track here. Maybe you're just thinking, preacher, it's late. Would you dismiss us? I will when we get ready to fight. And when we get ready to fight, you may not want to run home just yet. You may want to stand your ground. I don't know what those Philistine leaders thought when they saw this blind former champion who was nothing but a frail figure of what he was, leaning over and whispering into the ear of that little boy. They said, could you lead me to the pillars? I don't know if that little boy knew what was fixing to happen, because when Samson come up, ducked in under that balcony, he was out of sight of the leaders. They didn't even know where Samson went to. He's hid back underneath.
he's there. I don't know if they looked at him and said, what's he up to? He's lost his power. Because if he'd had his power, he'd already broke free. But you see, Samson's not wanting out from the Philistines. He's wanting to bring the Philistines down. Come on now. There's something about this man. He just wanted to fight. Bowed himself after a prayer. You don't hear where God said, okay, Samson, push him over. He bowed himself and pushed by faith. He used his hands with no guarantee of results. He knew, Brother Keith Willis, the possibility. I'm going to make a fool out of myself if I push on these pillars and they don't fall. But it's a risk I've got to take. It's all the fight I got left. Is my two hands and a prayer. And come on, come on now. I don't know if that'll get the job done. But tonight, doesn't it make you want to try to take your two hands and a prayer and see what you can do with the aggression of the devil? Let's fight. Why am I preaching this tonight? But you're still sitting here. Are you waiting for me to get done? The pillars are before you. The stronghold is in place. There's not another man of God in the building that's going to do the job for you. There's only one man in the Philistine Coliseum that can bring the house down. And that's Samson. And you're the only one that can bring your stronghold down. Come on now. They'll look over and say, well, if Brother Jason Painter will come. No. Them's your pillars. Use your two hands and pray from your own heart. Count on, there's some things that I can't get you out of. There's some things that you're going to have to fight for yourself. This may be boring to some of you, and you may be ready to close this thing down. But somebody here needs to fight. Get up and fight. That's my message. I just don't feel it like I did. Can you still fight? I just ain't seeing things like I was. Can you still fight? I'm out of place. I don't belong here. Can you still fight? He had every reason to be depressed. But he didn't die in a dungeon, being made fun of. As the man of God that he was. But he died being the man of God that he is. Oh, come on. I don't know what else to preach to you tonight. I don't know what else to tell you. Except I need somebody to come on and fight with me. Come on now. There's got to be more than one soldier in the building. Come on, I mean, I know you've had some revivals. Somebody called me when y'all was in revival with Brother Matt Homer and said, hey, I think that Brother Matt's trying to go as long as you did.
And I said, I don't care if they go twice as long as we did. As long as somebody gets the victory. Come on, it's Jerry Kaziz who called me. Come on now. I want to tell you here tonight, I don't know where we are. It won't be long. Y'all be coming to youth camp. I know it's a few months on down the road. But some of you don't stop fighting now. You ain't going to be here at youth camp. You're not going to be here for the youth rally. You're not going to sit under Noah Phillips and Jerry Kazee. They're just going to call you. Might not even come at all. But tonight the decision is left up to you. You can lay down and just take what's coming your way. Or you can arise up and fight. That's my message. And we can come. Somebody can come to the piano if they'd like. Brother Bailey, this is what God laid on my heart. Don't you want to fight? Sometimes we just got to fight through a lot of stuff. All the odds were against Samson. But one man slew more Philistines in his last try than he had slain in his whole life, because he was a fighter. I've got to tell you, as they play, somebody here needs to get your fight back. You're taking too much without putting up any resistance. You hear me? We do not have to allow the devil to run over us. It's mine, and you cannot have it. I never was a violent person. Never did fight much through school or anything like that. Maybe there were some here that have been. But I can tell you this. When it comes to my family, you better believe I'll fight for them.
Right.
When it comes to the church, I'll fight for it. Let's stand tonight.